This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 9th, Friday.
Hi, sweetheart. Are you sleeping?
When I open my eyes, I'm pleased to see my dad sitting in the chair next to my bed. From the expression of relief on his face, I realize he thought I'd slipped back into a coma versus snagging a nap between physical therapy sessions. To show him how I'm improving, I flutter my right hand in an uncontrolled wave. He grins.
That's great. That's really great, Marigold.
I notice the crutches are gone, and the cast has been replaced by a brace he's wearing over his pants leg. When he pulls a hand over his mouth, I realize how haggard he looks.
You heard the DA is dropping all charges against Keith Young?
I blink twice.
It kills me to know he might have been responsible for the accident, yet getting away scot-free because of mistakes Sydney made.
I blink twice.
He's probably out tonight partying and congratulating himself for gaming the system.
I hope not. Dad made an anguished noise.
Sydney is in serious trouble. Your mother and I are trying to help her as much as we can. And as strange as it sounds, it's been good for our relationship. Has made us closer.
The silver lining of a very dark cloud.
Which is why...
He stops and heaves a sigh so labored. I'm worried what's coming next.
Marigold, when you were in the coma, could you hear things that were being said to you? You know, conversations or stories? Because you might have overheard things that would be best forgotten.
Things such as early in my parents' marriage, Dad had taken $25,000 from a home safe to pay gambling debts and told my mom the money had been stolen.
Could you, Marigold?
He pressed.
Could you hear the things we said? The things I said to you?
I weighed the fallout of my response. I blink once.
No?
He asked, sounding relieved. And involuntarily, I blink again.
Yes?
He asked, sounding panicked. I rallied my resources and channeled them into a single physical response.
No.
I squeak past the feeding tube in my throat. The fall of his shoulders in abject relief makes the lie worth it.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond. When I wrote the Coma Girl story, it was a Hail Mary experiment to see if listeners and readers would respond to the daily serial format. And you have. Thank you for your support. You're the reason I keep writing. Come back tomorrow for another daily episode of Coma Girl.